I got a watch once, it was pretty nice. I got a TV once. They've all been really good. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and pick one, you know. But anytime anybody goes out of their way to give you, you know, something, obviously, you know, you appreciate that. So, because I mean, you don't expect it, you know, or at least I don't. And so it's pretty cool.
How about the nicest one you've given? What's the best one?
I don't give my teammates gifts.
Nope. Just a nice little card.
No. Yeah, we. One time we all put in and got a guy a trip, I think, to Augusta. There's a spa there and a round of golf, I think. It was pretty cool.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah.
Masters week?
No. No. We didn't pay that much. No.
Obviously, it seems like every week we've been saying the same thing. You know, every game is that most important game. But really, this one is the most important game of the season. What's the mentality and the mindset into this one, knowing that the Jets want to come in and do nothing but hate on you guys' season?
Well, I mean, it's we've been talking about one game seasons all year long, and this, you know, that's essentially what this is. You know, we need to win, and we know that. I anticipate that there'll be a lot of energy, and we'll be flying around trying to get into the tournament.
Jets definitely have improved since the last time you guys played them. Obviously, you know, you guys have to look at that as well.
No, I mean, they're a very good football team, you know, and we played well when we went up there, and we're gonna have to play well again to come out on top.
And obviously, getting the day off on Christmas has to feel great. You know, get a chance to spend time with the family and so forth.
Right, looking forward to that. Especially if you have kids, you know, you want to spend as much time with them as possible, and hopefully Santa comes and doesn't, you know, leave any coal for my little boy, who's been kind of a pain lately, but we'll see.
So you got all your Christmas shopping done?
I'm done with my shopping, yeah. So, I did what I had to do, and my wife did a lot, most of it, okay, for the family and everything. But, I managed to sneak out and get a couple of things.
What are the benefits of running on third down? Because the Bills had a lot of success with it last week, and you guys, something you don't do a whole lot of. What are the benefits of running on third down?
Third and medium or whatever?
Yeah, third and whatever.
It's brilliant if you get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's one of those things, kind of roll the dice. If you get it, you know, you're like, oh, wow, they ran it on third and five, and they got the first down. Then if you don't get it, you know, obviously it you know, some people are standing there scratching their heads. But it takes a little bit out of a pass rush if, you know, they think that there's a chance that you might run a draw, or you might just turn around and hand it off.
Mm-hmm.
There are some advantages to that.
And we saw Buffalo exploit those advantages, I guess, this past week. They did a good job of that.
Yeah, they stayed on the field, converted on some third downs, did some good things. But we put our defense in a horrible situation all game. We didn't sustain drives. You know, they were out there, it seemed like, forever. And so, you know, we're kind of have a symbiotic relationship, you know. So, we need to keep them off the field so they can stay fresh and play at their best.
Tyson, getting the ground game going again, sort of job one this week?
Obviously we want to run the ball as an offense. I think that most people would agree that we've been our best when the run game has been successful. So we want to do that, and we know that they're a very good front, and they've stopped the run all year for the most part, and that we'll have it'll be a challenge for us.
How strange that this time of the season, you know, any game could be your last. I mean, what's that sense of finality like?
Well, I mean, at least we know that it's definitely not our last game. You know, we have a chance, you know, and that's really what we're trying to focus on, you know. You don't want it to be your last game. So, we've got something to play for. And I'm happy about that. I'm thankful for that.
You were one of, I guess, three high-profile guys they brought in on one-year deals to kind of see as an audition. How do you feel like you did in that audition this year?
Well, see, there's been ebbs and flows to the season, you know. At times I did my job well. Down the stretch, you know, I've done a decent job, you know, but none of that means anything. I don't do a good job on Sunday, you know. So you're only as good as your last play in this league. And so, you know, obviously you don't want to be the reason that you know, you don't go to the playoffs. So we all have a job to do, and we're all going to, you know, definitely show up.